This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong,
Jeff Sundu.
So we started off the show today with a story about people you may not want to know, thanks to Facebook's people you may know suggestions. Now we talked about how it's been 10 years since that feature was launched, and it's created some problems. It's reunited some people. We've had a few messages during the break. Jeff, do you want to go over to the WhatsApp?
I've got one on WhatsApp. Shankar, he messaged in and said, visited a client in a high-rise office block for a meeting. I did not save anyone's number that, and that evening the receptionist profile appeared in the people you may know feature as I scrolled through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Certainly creepy. Also, not to mention, I had no mutual friends with this individual. Very creepy indeed.
Speaking of creepy stuff, Lian Lin Kong has said via Insta story, yes, I had a stalker because of that.
Wow.
And then Asmil Sukri has said, I quit Facebook 4 years ago and I've been happier ever since.
Yeah.
So Jeff, you're not far off.
I'm on my pathway to happiness 3 months in without Facebook.
Right. Just before we move on to our next story, though, Chris, you said you've got some stories to relate regarding
this.
I have
so many stories about the people you may know feature. One of which, though, is particularly pertinent because basically I went through a breakup and that was very sad. But what made it even more sad was that his relatives, after we broke up, kept popping up on my people you may know feature. So it was like a constant reminder of the relationship that had ended and the people that I would never see again that I met once at a wedding. So that's not been particularly fun for me to experience.
Yeah, it just goes down to, again, you know, Facebook says that they do this option is to help people to connect to those who matter to them. But you're not listening here, Facebook. You're just trying to connect everyone together into this whole lump. That 6 degrees of separation that we used to have at least in the 90s, everyone talked, right? Your 6 degrees separation from anyone. Now with Facebook, you're just like 2 degrees of separation or even one.
Yeah, if you're going to connect people, use some context, Facebook.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long. I don't know if it still works or not now, but if you were looking for somebody on Facebook not too long ago, you could literally type in their telephone number in the search bar or their email and it would just pop up.
Yep. Yeah, that is if you share your contacts and stuff, then your Facebook numbers are
terrifying.
All
there.
Thankfully, I haven't had a stalker via Facebook, but I have bumped into people that I didn't want to meet on there. You know, former friends and ex-girls.
I had a stalker. Story for another day.
Oh, tune in later. Biz Bytes After Dark. Okay, story number two.
Yeah, let's stick with Facebook. Going down to a little bit of a sad story, like I think on Sunday or Monday, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the island of Lombok and it's killed more than about 130 people or so far. It's a very...
Up to 347 now.
Up to 347, So it's something that's just really taken the world by shock and a natural disaster that's happened. And this time it's very close to us, especially a lot of Malaysians who've probably been to Lombok itself, right? And Facebook, if you all remember, I think somewhere last year when the one of the deadliest tsunami and destruction happened in Puerto Rico, and Facebook decided to jump on this natural disaster by promoting Spaces. It's their virtual reality platform that you could travel everywhere, and you could travel in an Bitmoji kind of character, and Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg, his Bitmoji was smiling throughout the entire tour of the devastation that happened in Puerto Rico. It was just very bad taste. And they came out immediately and said, we're sorry, we should have been more sensitive towards
and
this
thoughtful and stuff, perhaps tested it.
Yet again, they've sort of not hopped on. This time around, it just kind of happened by accident. It's like kind of lost in translation. Another face boo-boo instead. Yeah. So, they've yet again come out and said sorry because users had animated balloons and confetti appearing on the Indonesian speakers who were posting about the messages on Sunday's deadly earthquake in the Lombok Island. This is because it's just a lost in translation. Many people were using the word selamat, and in Indonesian language, it means the meaning to survive, as they wrote about the magnitude and, you know, how, you know, it's killed so many other people. So the word selamat can be used in multiple phrases that have different meanings. On its own, it just means congratulations, which that's why it prompts the animation of confetti and balloons.
Right, right, right.
So it can also mean unheard in the Bahasa Indonesia language. So Facebook immediately came out and said, sorry about this, because, you know, it's just one of those lost in translation, because this is available globally. In the UK, you have to use, I think, congratulations, and
yes,
then this whole, you know, confettis and
balloons
bubbles
and
animation
whatnot
will pop up in that thing. I'm sure many of you would have seen this on your phone or on the desktop itself. But can you imagine if you're one of those users in Indonesia and maybe who have lost a loved one or know someone who has lost a loved one in this, or just going through a national disaster and an earthquake itself like that, of that magnitude. And you go onto Facebook trying to, you know, maybe talk to someone who's been, you know, hurt by this, or trying to, you know, send prayers out. And when you do that, when you type in the word, you know, selamat, dot, 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 it goes up confettis and balloons, and the person receiving it also sees confettis and balloons. Like, come on, Facebook. Like, you should not let this happen and then come out and say sorry. Because it seems like you say sorry way too many times, and it's just become so easy for you.
Yeah, see, so there's something that my parents would say when I was a kid and I misbehaved, which is just sorry, no cure.
Yeah.
Like, you can say sorry as many times as you want, but if you don't actually do something to fix the problem or prevent it from happening again in the future, what's the point of apologizing? Seriously. And the fact of the matter is, this is another case of Facebook not taking context into account of what they're doing. You know, there could have been, you know, with the, especially with that Puerto Rico thing with the avatars and such, like, you know, there's a time and a place to promote a new feature. That is not the time nor the place.
I mean, I don't want to play devil's advocate, but I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second.
Go for it.
And I understand that it's completely in bad taste.
Yeah.
You know, completely in bad taste and unfortunate. But I don't think this was something that was, done maliciously.
It's
clearly something that has just slipped by. They've had people translate a whole bunch of stuff for them, and they probably just haven't had somebody who speaks perfect Bahasa Indonesia.
Oh, no, I think they do. It's just them not being on the ball.
Right.
This is just Facebook not being proactive with things that changes.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a while for them to even realize about, you know, when the Nepalese, when the earthquake in Nepal, I think it happened, and, you know, everyone was saying about, you know, how they're safe, and then later on they came up with that new feature, and then they with that new feature, whether, you know that individual is safe. I think in the Paris bombing as well, there was one where, you know, it took a little bit of time before Facebook sort of like activated that feature in that area. It you know, Facebook wants to be where it's this platform that can help people to connect and reach out and, you know, send messages, thoughts, prayers, and also know about the daily ongoing things. But they're not proactive enough.
Yeah.
And it's a bit too late, especially in something like this. And they should know by now that, you know, there are different, you know, languages around the world, and some words, they mean multiple different things depending on how you use it in the context. So as soon as they saw an earthquake happening in Indonesia, immediately, as a corporation like Facebook, you should just sit down and go like, what can we do in order to help the Indonesians, right? So, and then you could obviously have two or three people, individuals, who would have probably raised like, hey, hang on a minute, don't we have this feature of this confetti and these balloons and stuff? You know, maybe we should cut off all animations or all anything that's happy within Facebook itself, and then this will fall into that place. They may not have, you know, immediately thought about this, but if they go through these processes and go like, right, our objective here is to try to connect people in Lombok or in Indonesia and try to help them, so let's remove all this happy animation, all this goofy stuff, and all, let's remove all of it. Somehow or other, this confetti thing would be in part of this thing, and they would avoid all of this altogether.
I mean, fact of the matter is, Facebook doesn't always have malicious intentions, and Facebook doesn't always, you know, do bad things on purpose. But the fact of the matter is that it's been so long since Facebook has been established, and they're such a powerful company, and they have so much control over what they do, and it's really just about being aware of some of the implications of the things that you do. Really, you're not. If you're that big, you're no longer allowed to be ignorant. That's really what it is.
Zuckerberg, you're not in your basement anymore, so get out of it.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Quick reminder, though, folks, we are talking about you know, people you may know feature on Facebook, whether or not it's caused you any problems. Has it been something weird, something bad happened, something good happened? Share with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on InstaStory at BFM Radio. A short break, and when we get back, we're looking at a story about how smartphones now could be seen as security blankets. You know, they've discovered that the mere presence of the phone can lower stress hormone levels. I don't deny this. I don't doubt this at all.
It could be some truth.
Right. So, Yeah 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 is coming up with Y Control here on BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.